From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Trump says he will soon tell Congress of plans to terminate the existing North American Free Trade Agreement. According to AgWeb.com, the move would give farmers just 6 months to ratify the new regional trade pact signed last Friday. The USMCA needs to be ratified by lawmakers in all three countries, and in the U.S., it will almost certainly be taken up by the next Congress, where Democrats will have a majority in the House, and some are warning they may not like the terms. The nation's third largest chicken producer, Sanderson Farms, announced it will eliminate the use of antibiotics considered medically important for human disease prevention in its live poultry operations. Sanderson is the last of the country's four major chicken producers to move away from routine use of medically important antibiotics. Antibiotic resistance is considered a global public health crisis by the World Health Organization and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. An additional 5 million pounds of beef has been added to a recall by JBS, bringing the total recall to more than 12 million pounds. AgWeb.com reports a recall was announced in October by JBS Tolleson for 6.5 million pounds of various raw, non-intact beef products after the discovery of Salmonella Newport contamination. The recall includes ground beef packaged between July 26th and September 7th, 2018, and bears the establishment number 267 inside the USDA inspection mark.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.